Hey, Kate. Hey, Ryder. How you kids doing?
Good, Bob.
Well, it is time for Bob Zaney Loans and Movies, brought to you by BobZaney.com. Find out everything going on. The Bob Zaney Show is Zan Offerhide. The podcast is changing America. Each week, a new guest, so check it out. And also, very excited, the movie 23 Minutes of Sunrise, number 16 in Redbox.
Very good, Bob.
I just made that. I made that up.
Okay.
I don't know.
Fine, then.
If I don't hype it, who will? It's not like Eric Roberts is calling me to say, hey, let's have lunch. Even Nia won't return my texts. It's a tough business. I don't recommend it to anyone. Of course, our main sponsor, oh, follow me on the Twitter, at Bob Zaney. But the main sponsor, very excited, Rookies Comedy Club. Down there at Rookies, they always have new acts each week. This week, Mike Brody and Brian Aldridge, finally together. These two have been trying to work together for years, and now because of what Rookies Magic does, they bring people together.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is, and they're really funny guys. And, of course, Jerry Topol, the house MC, and house salad now. So feel free to toss them. Rookies Comedy Club, the place to be. Hey, this week, the heat, no, not what Al calls Tipper in the bedroom. Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy star in this buddy cop genre. Now, Bullock is FBI Special Agent Sarah Ashburn. McCarthy is Detective Shannon Mullins. The two reluctantly team up to nab a ruthless drug lord. Now, Bullock's character is highly educated and straight-laced cop. McCarthy, not so much. She's street smart and will do anything to catch a criminal. Are you ready?
Yep.
Think Cagney and Lacey meets the Odd Couple with a I have a right to remain silent, don't I, chaser? Now, the movie opens up with Bullock on the job, her along with her team who doesn't listen to her. They bust into a drug dealer's house to look for guns and drugs, and the team finds nothing. The drug-sniffing dog finds nothing because they're being being distracted by meat, much like me at a strip club. Of course, she's the one who finds the drugs and the guns and lets everyone know how great she is. Now, cut to McCarthy busting a John trying to pick up a hooker. She calls his wife to let him know what she's done. That's when I would have said, okay, you can put me away for life. Now, cut back to Bullock, alone in her apartment. She has to borrow the neighbor's cat, the pet. That's to say she's friendless is to say Paula Deen celebrates Martin Luther King Day. What? Where did that come from? Now, the two are forced to pair up to find a bad guy. They clash with an albino DEA agent, which leads to the funniest line in the movie. McCarthy and him go back and forth, and McCarthy finally says to the albino, what is your wife, a 5-pound bag of flour with a hole in it? Which I'm no expert, but she's not going to be around much longer. Got a hole in her flower.
Oh.
Yeah. And the best scenes, McCarthy keeps running into one-night stands who want her to go out with them again, but she breaks their hearts. And look at the size of her, their backs, too. 5 cigars, the best you can do. Cade, not so much. What do you think?
Oh, Bob, I love Sandra Bullock, but, boy, you couldn't pay me enough to watch this. I'm going to say 1.5 cigars for this movie.
Okay, Ryder?
I'll go up on that. I'll go 2 cigars.
I gave it 5.
Wow. Oh, 5 cigars.
I laughed so hard. This is a great film. Wow. I laughed so hard at it, and I think you guys would, too.
All right.
I highly recommend it. That's not like me, either, is it?
No, it's not.
No, it's not. And that's the mystery of Bob Zaney. Find out more mystery on the Twitter, at Bob Zaney. The followers are keep a following. It's building now. 12,600 people. It's amazing.
You going to send out any nude selfies like your buddy Geraldo?
What's that?
You going to be sending out any nude selfies there, Bob, of yourself, like Geraldo did the other day?
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I was,
to his followers?
It's atrocious,
yep.
Yes.
70 is the new 50 is what we hear.
Yeah. Well, 51 is the new 34. Go down to Rookies Comedy Club, tell them Bob Zaney sent you and Caden Ryder, and they'll just stare at you. Until next week, this is Bob Zaney for the best morning program ever. Saying goodbye.
See you, Bob.